Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Bruised Not Broken podcast. It's your girl, Desi. And if you are new family, listen, make sure you hit the subscribe button so that you can be notified when I upload new material. And just welcome, 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 y'all. Listen, so today's topic is called Strong and Tender because we need to learn how to let our guard down sometimes. We need to learn how to be vulnerable, be open and transparent. Sometimes we are so focused on, you know, protecting ourselves that we miss out on blessings and opportunities that, you know, were meant for our growth. And I just want to let you know that it's okay. It's okay to boast about your weaknesses. It's okay to be loving and be tender. You don't always have to be so strong and, you know, hard up all the time. It's okay to let your guard down. Like, you don't have to be a soldier at all times. You know, sometimes you need to cry. Sometimes you need to shed that tear so that you are able to mourn and move on. You don't ever want to block yourself from feeling the way that you feel. Allow yourself to grieve. Allow yourself to mourn. Allow yourself to love and like and to feel all of the emotions. Like, emotions aren't bad. It's when they have control over your decision making that is the bad thing. So before I you know, spill too much, let's just get into it. So like I said before, it is all right to feel pain, to be sad, to be upset. Like, you got to let yourself fall apart. Yes, you heard me right. Sometimes we got to let ourselves fall apart so that better things can take place. I don't know about other communities, but I do know that in the Black community, we have a title that hangs over us. Like, we are seen as aggressive and angry. And while that is not true, we continue each day to make sure we don't fit that definition. And in the midst of trying to not fit in a category, we unconsciously create another. And I want to talk to those who are like me. I'm not good at expressing myself because when I would try to, someone would use it against me. Or it'd be brushed off like what I just got off of my chest meant nothing. And so that just made me not want to open up to anybody again, you know? So I'm learning to, you know, be more expressive, but it's going to take some time. Like, nothing's going to happen overnight. So let's get a little deeper. So in my family, it wasn't a thing to discuss our issues. We kept to ourselves, and while I make it a point to start breaking that curse, it finds a way to push back. But I'm not giving up. I tried, you know, expressing old feelings with my family the other night, and I got a, "What are you talking about?" And that's when I just kept it to myself once again, because nobody is comfortable with revealing the ugly truth. This is not to, you know, put my family down or anything, because I love them. I love them dearly. I'm just, you know, I don't mind sharing my life with you guys to show you how relatable we are and that, you know, you're not in it by yourself. But yeah, like, we all have our flaws. And when trying to unlearn bad habits, we have to have the patience to understand that it's going to take time for everyone to get to a place of comfort to let down that guard. You know, I have a habit of taking care of everyone else despite what's currently on my plate. And I have to stop doing that. Because it's like, the more you give to others, the less you're taking, or the more you're taking from yourself. And sometimes the people that you're giving to, they aren't reciprocating the things that you're giving them. So now it's like you're continue to draw from your cup, and soon your cup is going to be empty. So you really have to make sure that you take care of, you know, what's in front of you. You got to take care of yourself first. And I have to stop putting my own issues on the back burner. Just because someone else came to me with their issues doesn't mean that I have to neglect my own. Again, this is something that I'm learning. I'm not all the way there yet, but it's kind of hard. Like, it's always been in my nature. It's always been something that, you know, I always did. It's like, I've always, you know, looked after everybody. I always, you know, tried to take care of everybody just because that's just who I am. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, it comes to a point where it's like, listen, you got to stop allowing certain people to have access to you, and you got to stop allowing that influence to move you into neglecting your own issues, if you understand what I'm saying. So it's okay to be there to comfort a friend, but don't ever walk over your own feet to clean someone else's. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. It's okay to be there to comfort a friend, but don't ever walk over your own feet to clean someone else's. See, I had to learn that the hard way. And if you can't tell, like I said, I'm still going through this process. It's all a process. And God is showing me that I can't give my best if I'm not at my best. And the only way I can be at my best is if I deal with the grief and sadness within. See, don't dismiss your feelings, because in doing so, you create a vacuum. Instead of releasing bad energy, you're sucking it in, then twisting a cap on it. Let it out. Scream if you want to. Oh, y'all, I have a story. Let me tell y'all this story. Listen. Okay, so boom. I have a friend who showed me that it's okay to not be normal. It's okay to feel not together, because at the end of the day, we are human. You know, we're not robots. And I had just received some bad news, and he told me to shout it out, to yell at the top of my lungs. And I was like, what? Like, listen, I never done that before, and it was just weird for me to just randomly shout out, you know, in the middle of the night. Like, come on now, I don't want to wake nobody up. But yeah, he was like, you know, shout at the top of your lungs. And I was like, nah, I'm good. I mean, like, I never done it before, and it was late at night, and I was trying not to be that one. But sometimes you got to be that one, okay? I was so busy, you know, thinking about what others thought about me, you know, if I were to do this, and I wasn't even supposed to be thinking about that. I was supposed to be releasing my pain through the shouting of my voice, but instead I was worrying about what others thought of me. And that is something I'm also, you know, working on as well. But I finally did it. Like, I finally yelled out loud, and it was weird, y'all. It was really weird. I'm like, what? But it was helpful. Crazy thing. It was really helpful because it took me out of my comfort zone. It showed me that just because it's not normal doesn't mean it's not needed. I'm going to say that again. Just because it's not normal doesn't mean it's not needed. Just because you didn't do it growing up doesn't make it okay. That is why we must ask God to cleanse our hearts so that we can unlearn all the bad habits that were, you know, taught to us through our childhood. Like, ladies, it's okay to not have it all together. I know society told us we are supposed to have a man by the age of 23 and get married by 25 and have children by 28. It's all good. The pressure our parents and society puts on us can be so heavy. So heavy to the point we break down because we feel like we should be ahead of the game, but every day we're reminded of what we don't have and, you know, how far back we are. But see, God sent me to tell you that you are exactly where you need to be. Your life is not going to be like the life of others. You got to stop comparing your track record with other people, because, again, God is not going to be with you how he was with the next person, but he did say that he will be with you, just not exactly how he was with your friend that just got her new place or your other friend who just got a new car. God is working a miracle in your life right now, even though you cannot see it. But you got to stop comparing apples to oranges. It just doesn't work like that. And again, I'm here to tell you that it's okay to shed tears. Just don't drown in them. Those deadlines mean nothing to God because he doesn't adhere to time. He is timeless. And rather than putting a deadline on your life, God wants you to gain the character rather than the deadline. He wants you to ignore the standards of society so that you can see his unorthodox ways. Who cares if you're not married? So what? You're 30 years old and still not engaged. It's okay. See, God has plans for you. I said God, not the world. God may have planned for you to meet your soon-to-be spouse at age 35 because at that point you'll be the backbone needed for your spouse's support system. Listen, don't beat yourself up. You are exactly where you need to be. So what, you're 40 years old and still don't have kids? That's okay. Sarah was 90 years old when she popped out Isaac. See, God is not normal. He is extraordinary, and that means he will do things outside of our understanding to get us to see that he abides by his own rules. There's things that we won't quite understand until we're actually in it. So instead of worrying, start praising God for being so different. Like, listen, you got to stop worrying. You got to start worshiping, okay? Whenever you feel anxiety creep up, cast it on a God. Start praying, because prayer really works, y'all. I don't know how many times I gotta say this. Prayer really works. The devil is trying to work on you. He wants you to be drowned in anxiety that it will blind you from seeing God's goodness. But listen, you gotta cast that anxiety on a God. You gotta pray over it. You gotta say, God, listen, I don't know how to get through this. I can't do this by myself, but I know that as long as you are with me, that I will get through this. I will overcome anxiety. I will overcome depression. I will overcome jealousy and comparison and rejection and abandonment. I will overcome all the things that society and the world has tried to put in my way to block me from your blessing. Like, listen, y'all, sometimes you got to go against the grain. Yes, I said it. Go against the grain and do it anyway. God is going to bring you to some situations you may think you're not ready for, but I'm here to tell you to do it anyway. There's some things you're going to have to do even when you're unsure, because you won't fully grasp it until you experienced it. So now to my main point of this episode, why did I call it strong and tender? Well, because we hear it all the time that you don't ever want to show weakness because people can use it against you, but you can't be strong all the time. That's a fact. You can't always be strong because our hearts are made of flesh, not of stone. Okay, let yourself be soft as your heart. It's all right to not be all right. I don't know who needs to hear this. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. If you got it, amen. If you don't, I'm going to read it to you anyway. And it says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" So that means what is sown in weakness will be raised in power. I'm going to say that again. What is sown in weakness will be raised in power. Okay, when you admit to your flaws, you create room for solutions to overturn some bad habits. This is how I see it. When I let myself be weak, God comes in and transforms me through such desperation. He takes my weakness, adds in his power, and creates a testimony that'll glorify his name. Ooh, I'm getting somewhere, y'all. God is still in the miracle working business. He never left, so what makes you think he can't take your sorrow and turn it into salvation? Who am I talking to right now? Someone somewhere looks up to you but can't quite relate because they think you're this robot who has no downfalls, who has no emotions. But the moment you allow yourself to be transparent, the moment you allow yourself to be open and vulnerable, you will begin to rip the veil between you and that person's destiny. See, God is using your most rawest moments as the platform for your purpose. Oh, y'all, this is good. This is getting really good. Yes, God is using your most rawest moments as the platform for your purpose. See, we can be strong, but we can also allow ourselves to be tender, just like the love of God. For all my mentors out there, it's okay to be strong. The world needs strong leaders, but it also needs leaders who know when to show compassion and affection. Because sometimes followers don't need a firm hand, they need a hug. Yes, you heard me right. I was talking to a colleague and basically she told me how her family isn't big on the I love yous and family time. And that's okay because each family is different. And so I told her that just because it wasn't done to her growing up doesn't mean that she can't give it to her kids. I don't know who this is for, but I know it's for somebody. Listen, we have a job to change the narrative. Your family may not be big on the I love yous either, but that doesn't mean you can't be. Break the curse. Spread that love, because in doing so, you create that portal of transparency with your family. Start a new trend with your kids. Break the curse by walking in love. See, walking in love is strong, because when the world responds one way, we always respond from the love that God has shown us. When you can love someone despite their wrongdoing, that right there is true strength. God calls us to love our enemies, and boy, that is hard, but it's not impossible. When we learn to love our enemies, we see the raw form of mercy and how we can now exercise the very thing God did in our lives for others. So be strong, but also know when to be tender. Your spouse doesn't always want to come home to an argument. They want to come home to love, to someone they can share their day with, someone who won't give them a speech but comfort. Okay, it's okay to be firm. It's okay to be strict sometimes, but you also got to let yourself go sometimes. Let yourself be natural. Let yourself be authentic to the cause at hand. Let yourself just be in love, to be tender. Okay, you may have received tough love growing up, but you don't have to implement that tough love in your family. Again, break the curse, be different. Okay, just because it's tradition doesn't make it okay. Because some of those traditions that you learn in your family are actually a bad habit that needs to be unlearned in order for you to really grasp what God has for your life. Yes, you heard me right. And something else I want you to understand is that everybody is not out to get you. Okay? Everybody is not out to get you. Not everything is about you. Yes, I had to say that. This was for somebody. Because you've been allowing your past hurt to hold you away from a blessing that God has been trying to give you. Everybody's not out to hurt you. So it's okay to be vulnerable sometimes. Okay, I'm not saying to just be out there and, you know, put your business on the streets. But what I'm saying is to let yourself be open with people who really care for you. Stop trying to block everybody off. Okay, not everybody is out here to hurt you. Okay, and you got to see that, you know, not all guys are the same. Not all, you know, females are the same. I dislike people who think that way just because they've been hurt time and time again. Now they believe that God is saying, hey, love is not for you. You don't. You know, deserve to receive love in this way, because that's not what God is saying at all. God is just trying to say, hey, you need to relax and just focus on me. And in the midst of you focusing on God, he's going to send you that someone that loves you unconditionally, that loves you like he does. So allow yourself to be open, okay? Allow yourself to be in your most rawest form. Allow yourself to just be yourself. Because a lot of times what people do is they put on this facade, they put on this show of a person that God didn't call them to be. So now it's like they're pretending to be someone that they're not. But in the midst of pretending to be someone you're not, you're going to lose who God made you to be. And you never want to lose your originality. You never want to lose who you are pretending to be someone you're not. Like, no, listen. If they cannot love you for who you are, drop them. As simple as that. You should not be changing who you are to please somebody else, because that's just toxic right there. That is very toxic, and you never want to diminish your growth just to make somebody else comfortable. That is not what we do, and that is not what God calls you to do. So remove the things that do not belong by just bringing it to God, and God will show you. If you need help to see the things that, you know, don't align with God, all you need to do is go to him. Sometimes we make things harder than what it actually has to be. We have all of these questions, and God is saying, I'm the answer. We go around looking for the answer in other people, and God is saying, hey, I'm the answer. Come to me. What you're getting from people is wrong, because they can't see what I see. They don't know what I know. I'm the God of all knowledge. I'm the God by who all actions are weighed. Come and bring it to me. Stop making things harder than what it is by always being this hard up person. Allow yourself to be soft sometimes. Allow yourself to be gentle sometimes. God God doesn't always have a firm hand. While he is always mighty in power, he doesn't always meet you with a firm hand. He meets you with love. He meets you with grace. He meets you with mercy. God is not a God who is just out here wanting to punish you. He loves you. He welcomes you with open arms. And you need to be that same. You need to be the same by following in his footsteps. Start welcoming people with open arms. Start allowing yourself to build connections and relationships with people that, you know, who really care for you. Allow yourself to be in that room with those people. Stop trying to block people off just because you feel as though they don't understand you. Most of the time, you just don't understand that they're trying to help you, because you don't know what true help looks like. You've been used time and time again, so now that somebody is trying to help you, you see them as wanting to hurt you, because you never really seen true help. You never really seen friendship or support. Just let your guard down. Okay, I know you hear in the song, let your hair down. Yes, let your guard down sometimes, okay? There's a time and a place where you need to be, you know, strong, but there's also a time and a place where you need to meet people with love, where you need to be tender, where you need to be open and transparent, okay? You don't want to be that person who doesn't know how to give love just because they don't know how to receive it. You know what I'm saying? Allow yourself to just let go and let God, because in the midst of you letting go, you give the control back to God. Because really, it's not even in your control, okay? We don't have control over our own lives. While we may think we do, we don't. But in the midst of letting go and letting God, you give God the space to work his magic, to work his power, to work his strength in the midst of our weaknesses. That's basically what 2 Corinthians 12:9 was basically saying to us, is that though we may have flaws, God's grace is sufficient for us. God meets our flaws with his grace. And so we are to boast about our weaknesses all the more gladly because God's power is displayed in our weakness. So yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm out here. Listen, I used to run away from my flaws and my insecurities. But now it's like when I know there's an area that I'm not, you know, that I lack knowledge in, or there's things that, you know, I'm not fully there with, I boast about them. Yeah, it may be an area that I'm weak in, but now I'm bringing more light to God, seeing that, yeah, I was weak in this area, but I'm stronger now that I have God with me. Understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, what I really want you to grasp is that it's okay to be yourself. It's okay to let your hair down. It's okay to fall apart. It's okay to hit rock bottom, because even though we fall, we will rise again. Okay? We serve a God who raises the dead, and he is more than capable of giving you the strength to get up and try again. So that wraps up today's episode, guys. I hope that you guys really wrote down some gems. Make sure you drop a comment and a review. And also, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, visit my inspirational blog on Instagram at Her Devotion. And go ahead and visit my website at destinyjackson.com and order your copy of my Steps of Faith devotional journal. And just join the 21-Day Supernatural Fast if you haven't already as well. I love you guys, and I will talk to you all in the next episode.